Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. A Polk County judge says former Iowa Department of Human Services Director Jerry Foxhoven was serving at the governor's discretion, so there's no basis for a wrongful termination claim. The judge dismissed Foxhoven's suit against Governor Kim Reynolds this week. Foxhoven had claimed that he was fired years ago because he refused to keep paying a governor's aide with federal Medicaid money. Reynolds says she knew all along the suit was baseless from the start. The City of Lamar's Street Department has hired a construction firm to do some street repairs on Turnberry Avenue. The contractor plans to start on September the 6th. This will require the city to close the street to traffic, and they plan in about 12 days, weather permitting, for construction. Plymouth County cyclists used grants from the Lamar's Hotel Motel tax for several projects, including, most recently, installation of bike racks downtown. The cyclists and Lamar's police are also teaming up to promote bicycle safety. Cyclist member Mark Sturgeon says they recently held a helmet giveaway at the city's recreation trailhead near US 75.
We partnered with the Lamar's Police Department. Kevin Vandevec, who is the chief of police but also a member of the club, came to a meeting a few months back and said this is a program that he wanted to kind of kick off, and the club wholeheartedly agreed. So we bought some helmets, they bought some helmets, and I think there were some that were donated. And basically a couple of the police officers, you know, ride around. If they see people on the trail skateboarding or riding their bikes, they don't have a helmet, they offer these young folks a helmet.
A recent incident in Lamar's involving a car and a bicycle is another issue the Plymouth County cyclists and the Lamar's police can address.
Recently there was another person who was injured because they were riding their bike on the sidewalk and went through a stop sign and got hit by a car. We have to obey the same laws. I mean, we need to get the word out there that you obey the same laws, you ride on the street. So that's something Kevin and I are looking at, and we may, you know, follow up and reach out to you folks to help us get the word out on that as well.
Hotel Motel tax proceeds are helping to fund some of these programs. Retail giant Walmart bought a minority share in a Nebraska beef packing plant on Wednesday, what an Iowa cattleman says is a seismic shift in the beef processing industry. Chad Tettinger, principal developer of Cattleman's Heritage Beef Company, says the move is historic and it was inevitable.
We've already seen it in other avenues in pork, we've seen it in chicken. I think beef is just the next natural progression of that. And it also is going to be another playing field. I think anytime you can bring the farmer's product closer to the end user through retail is a good thing long term.
Tettinger sees Walmart's investment in the North Platte property as the first step by retail into beef production, which he predicts will be good for the consumer and good for the cattle producer.
Retailers, at the end of the day, they want to know where their meat's coming from. They want to know exactly down to what farm it came off of, potentially, where it came from, animal health, well-being, all these things are becoming more and more important to the consumer. And when you have that, it automatically draws off of smaller producer farms and smaller family farms.
And it may only be a matter of time, he says, before Iowa-based grocery chains like Hy-Vee or Fairway make a similar move to Walmart by investing in localized meat processing. And honeybees are becoming increasingly endangered in South Dakota. Based on information compiled by Stacker using data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the state has 184,000 colonies. That's down over 12% from 2021. Nationwide, colonies are down 22% year over year. It is estimated honeybees contribute $15 billion to the U.S. economy annually. More than a third of all crop species depend on honeybees for pollination. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.